Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
You know, I thought long and hard yesterday before sharing a video on Twitter that showed the final moments of a young man's life in Georgia. And I did, because I thought that people needed to see it, because I wasn't sure whether justice would be served unless people did. And I'm not here to say what the justice should be, but there are enough red flags on that video to where questions need to be asked. The video shows the final moments of Ahmaud Arbery's life. You not only see him being shot and killed, but you hear it. It's hard to watch. I warned people that it was graphic. The initial district attorney on the case said he didn't see any reason to arrest the men involved. Now a new prosecutor says he will present the case to a grand jury.